Hello and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, November 15th, 2013. It is paranormal, sounds like sci-fi night. We have lots of healings, lots of wonderful information for you to share with tonight. We are accepting questions, of course, on the fast chat as well as clsquestions@yahoo.com. Of course, you're welcome to call in as well. I want to remind everybody that there are still 2 8-hour calls left for the month of November. That'll be the 17th and the 24th, both Sundays. The calls start at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and you can sign up for those on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. Before we welcome Ron onto the show, everyone can bring up a picture of the light being, which can be found on the BBS page. Because I know they're changing things, but I hope that picture's still there. If not, you can go to creationlightship.com and pull up that picture. And when Ron comes on, he'll activate that with peace energy from Source for us to enjoy during our show tonight. And now I will welcome Ron onto the air.
Hi, everybody. So we're here again, another Friday night, our paranormal night. So if you have any paranormal stuff, please call in. And we'll activate the light beam here. So here we go. Up on your screen. Count to 10 to energize it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I use the word stronger here to increase it more. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So we're here again. And we'll just see how this night turns out. So back to you, and we'll see what's cooking.
Okay, Ron. And once again, even though I know we have people listening from all over the globe, for many, today is the end of a work week, and everyone has some end of a work week anyway that they could be cleared of, I'm sure. And I think people really enjoy that, Ron, when you kind of get everybody sort of powered down or removed from the stress and tension of their work week. So could you do a few healings for us? For that, maybe anxiety and stress and those kind of things.
Okay, anxiety sounds good. So if you had an anxious week, still thinking about it, that means that the week probably quartered you, the event quartered you, maybe the day quartered you. Possibly the day itself, the date could be a key date for you. Maybe last year had anxiety too, but you don't remember it. And it's just recycling. Maybe your whole life is that way. Things get recycled over and over again, and you don't know that this date, which today is November 15th, it's 2013, but maybe the last 5 years you had anxiety on this day. It doesn't have to be a Friday. And so you're wondering why you have it this time. I'm going to clean off this year. Okay, here we go. Get rid of anxieties if we can. Think of your major anxiety. Here we go. So one, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. A lot of heaviness there. And now we'll do last year on the same day, which would be, you know, November 15th. May not be on a Friday, but it'll be the same day. So here we go. See if anything got brought to you yearly. So annually. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll go back another year. Go to, that was 2012, and now we'll go to 2011. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, releasing that, and 2010, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's pretty heavy. Again, one more year, 2009. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Boy, I can really feel those timelines shifting. Man, felt like I don't even recall what I said like 2 minutes ago. So let's get back to the CLS timeline now and the now. So we'll just bring everybody back there. Why don't you do the finger exercise and just see where the heck you are with your finger? Right ahead of you or off to one side or the other. You might be on the left side being, you know, in the past. But here we go, coming back into a registration in the now, force energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll just turn it back over to Ann here. That may help you with the anxiety. It make your mind kind of wonder what's happening to you if you had some type of situation or maybe even a physical feeling, a sensation. Makes it a little more real for you if you have that, because now you know that something's going on that you really can't put your finger on. Maybe we cleared that from you. This is good for timeline crashes, too. If you know of a situation that you're having now, maybe you experienced something in a similar fashion exactly a year ago. You may want to clear that on timelines and or go back to a timeline on a certain date that you had, maybe your famous car accident or something or whatever hang on to the most as far as your trauma. And you may want to clear those timelines maybe year by year, get it into, this year possibly or next year. So here we go. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And that reminds me that there were two, significant deaths in my family within a couple of days of each other. And I always would, focus on those dates for many years after that happened. I don't know what I thought, why I was doing that. Just I guess I thought I was honoring the people or remembering them or something. And so that's an example, right, of some dates that would be good to timeline crash.
Yes, uh-huh.
Even though I don't go through that anymore, now I don't even think about it. I couldn't even pull the dates up, I don't think, if I tried. But it might still benefit me to run those, right?
Yes, it would, yeah. Just in case something is lurking and you don't really know about it now, it might spring forward and have a mind of its own, we'll say, get activated by something else that happens. Possible,
right.
That we do know that people don't live forever, so maybe somebody that you hear about or know about died, and that might set everything back into motion again from what you've experienced, and all of a sudden now that might be the whammy that puts you on a roller coaster ride. So yeah, you do want to timeline crash those and get them out of your consciousness so that you can be at peace. The dark side always wants to torment you some way. They'll figure a way. VPN. Masters at that. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you so much. And what you made me think of when you were talking about the date is this may be happening to other people, too. We're surrounded all of a sudden with Christmas and holiday things, and a couple of people have asked me, are you getting ready for the holidays? So I was thinking that perhaps you could do a clearing for us for holiday stress in case any of our listeners are getting into that drama of the holidays.
Okay, so let's just release some energetic cords from people where you may have been attached by people talking to you about that. And maybe the listeners out there are perfectly fine now because they're doing their clearings and not much is bothering them, but they're finding that people are trying to cord them to take their energy. Here we go. Let's do something that happened to you that you can think of maybe this week, releasing that cord from that person. Or maybe even that TV commercial. Maybe you keep seeing that TV commercial, Can't get away from it. So here we go. One, releasing that energetic cord. That might be a good thing to eliminate on timelines if you watch TV. I don't do that myself. But, if you do watch TV and commercial over and over again, well, probably after, three times or so, that's going to draw you in. Where that's going to take you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. So I used to think it was strange years and years ago. People would say, I threw my TV away. I go, wow, how can they do that, you know? Well, I watch Netflix off and on, but I haven't seen a Netflix probably for maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 months or so. But, you know, and there's nothing on the TV, except maybe now since it's coming into winter, that I might put it on to watch the Weather Channel. That isn't even accurate. So that's about all that I would use it for right now. I just going slightly sideways. I liked watching that Alaska Gold Show, you know, a couple of years ago. That was kind of nice on Fridays. I don't know if it's even on anymore. We've gone to something else, but that was interesting.
Sorry, what show was that, Ron?
The Alaska Gold one. Or the
Alaska
people,
Gold, huh? I don't think I ever saw
Alaska
that.
Gold. Yeah, some Oregon boys went up to Alaska to mine gold. So they had a couple of seasons, maybe more than two. But anyway, it was interesting. So anyway, that was kind of fun. That's all I really watched. But anyway, back to you, Ann. I don't want to ramble on here. We had a really nice show tonight. We had to find out where we're going to start at. So what's your niche, everybody? What's your complaint? How are you feeling? Has anybody out there played the slot machine or won the lottery? I would like to know. Hello, everybody. Is your fun? Is your quarter on the street? Call in, everybody. We're waiting for people.
Oh, yes, please call in if you have anything, yeah. Ron, what you reminded me of, and somebody made a comment earlier that made me on the fast chat, could you perhaps do a sample for us of the media clearing in case something did catch your attention? Because as you were talking, I was thinking about this horrible commercial I kept seeing over and over about a disease.
Where the media is kind of hooking you, courting you, your emotions get awakened. That's what they're doing. They're all trying to, you know, tug on your emotions. If you have any emotions, you probably wouldn't really care what they're talking about, possibly. So here we go. One, two, listen to this, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Here we go. So, interesting. I saw a person today outside of a Walmart store. He was standing there, and he wanted to have doctors drug tested. Like maybe him or the person or somebody else. Maybe went to a doctor and had some harm done by them. So that's quite interesting to see that. A lot of people are around his little art table, so he's making an impact out there for awareness. So anyway, whatever that means, back to you.
Thank you. I just got a message, Ron, that I want to announce. If you call on the phone to listen to our show, the number is 716-748-0144. Now, I know they've made some changes on BBS, and I don't know, forgive me if that's a different number or a new number, but the number to phone in and listen is 716-748-0144. And it sounds like we have a caller. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, because we're still talking, so I didn't want to...
If you turn, there is a bit of a delay. So if you just turn the volume down on your computer or however you're listening to the show, it'll be easier for you. Hello?
Somebody's still talking.
It might be port on BBS, so we can hear you fine, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, we can hear you. So go ahead.
Okay, I'm hearing people talking over people, so I don't even know if I'm being heard.
We can hear you.
Okay, it's Tammy calling. I wanted to share my experience, my sci-fi experience.
Hi, you're on the air. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm
okay. Go ahead. We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Do you have your computer on with in the background, Fanny?
Hello.
Are you still there? Yes. Go ahead. We can hear you.
Okay. People keep talking over people.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay.
I wanted
to share my experience that validates your teachings.
We would love to hear that. Go ahead.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
You might want to turn off whatever it is you got going on in the background that's creating a feedback loop so that's confusing you, possibly.
Yes, but this is what I asked him, if it would be okay to do Gmail, because I don't have a regular phone.
Okay. Well, we can hear you, so if you can just go ahead and tell us your experience. We would love to hear it.
Okay. Well, what I keep hearing is me saying the same thing over and over again. So maybe I should call back.
Okay. Okay, if that would be easier, go ahead. Okay, I'm sorry that didn't work out, caller. And I was wondering if we had another caller, but I guess not. So, Ron, I'm going to go on to some questions we've had on the over email. Okay. All righty. So I'm going to go back to some email. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We had a question about a healing, Ron, on the fast chat regarding the set time sequence body clearing. And if you have that for your whole life, how does that interact or work with the free clearing that is be here now?
Oh, okay. To be here now is just be here now. So that's what it's for.
Okay.
Be here now is not going to work in the past because it's be here now in this moment. That brings your spirit back here and your physical body back here from into the beyond. So people normally use that clearing. I put it up mainly for people who maybe felt anxiety, stress, spaced out. And so they needed a way to get back here so they could just go there and do that clearing to return back to the earth here in the now time. So that's why that clearing is up. The set sequence timing body clearing, that one goes through your whole lifetime and puts everything back into the now. So remember, we talk about quite often that if your spirit is not with you, having a healing might be more difficult because your spirit is your healer. Well, what if your spirit is not here in a particular time frame where you had an incident happening to you? So what that does is align your spirit in the now throughout your whole lifetime. The other clearing that's very beneficial besides that one would be the one that has the magnetic twisted body clearing. And that one also is great. Remember, you need to have clearings in order to have these really work well. The set sequence timing body is good because it will bring you back from the beyond or maybe realign you better so that you will be here. That's what it's doing for you. But if you don't have a lot of clearings, then just doing one of those clearings is not necessarily going to help a lot because you got to have something to work with. Remember, these clearings are used to take away judgment from your body. So in order to have the clearings work, you know, with those clearings that we just got through mentioning, you need to have, you know, the clearings so that you could be integrated and have more life force and more spirit energy. Want to add anything to that, Ann?
No, just that I do, recommend those, and you will feel a shift, like you're just heavier and more complete in your body. But, Ron, we could get back to that, but I believe we have a caller waiting now. Okay. So whoever was first, hello?
I don't know who's first, but I was holding, so got cut off.
Okay, so I'm so sorry, but go ahead. We can hear you now, and you're
okay.
On the air.
I was trying to hear Ron's answer because I was the one who put that question up about the set time sequence. So, but that's not what I called in about. On my way home tonight, I was traveling back, and I'm looking up at the sky over my apartment building. I live in a sky-rise, whatever, high, And I saw, chemtrail look like. But the line went right across my building, over the roof, I guess. I couldn't exactly see, but it sort of made a long line as if it's cutting my building in half. So I was wondering, Ron, what the heck could that mean? Is there a timeline crashing? And I wasn't sure if it's a chemtrail even. It's just so weird that it was almost as if if it's a chemtrail, it was just a long line, just halfway, my building in half. And I live on one side of the building, and I just thought that was the weirdest thing that I've ever seen. And
yeah, you probably are seeing a glitch in the timeline. part of the, maybe we'll just talk about it like pixels. So maybe the pixels were missing. Or maybe, remember the old days when you used to have the old 8mm cameras, And you had one frame and then a blank space and another frame.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're seeing the line between the two different frames on two consecutive timelines. Well, I'd say either one of those might be a way to look at it.
I have to give you a feedback about some timeline crashing I was doing. I think I told you once I heard about them putting up these next-generation satellites for the airports. When I heard that, I said, oh, they're making, they were saying, they're trying to explain that this is making a highway road in the sky. I'm like, oh, but I said, oh, no, there's more nefarious reasons for this behind it. If it's a satellite, obviously there's something else beyond what they even realize what this is about. They're all fighting for the noise and all that, but I'm saying, oh, no, this is timelines or something. They're trying to get in here. So I said, it's bad enough that I have the noise from the airports, and, they've stopped it happening in San Francisco and Los Angeles. So now this next generation of satellites were trying to be brought here in New York, and they weren't going to let us have hearings. They were just going to force it on us. So I put it on the timeline crash since, October, and they just announced that the governor in the state is now making them do the study. So now we're probably not going to get that put over, at least in my area, especially in Queens. We've got two major airports, and we're the biggest airport in the country, and they were going to force this on us without doing a study. So the timeline crash must have helped it, because that is the only, of course, plus whatever they were trying to do, learning from all the other cities that avoided having this crossover residential area. So I think we avoided, it's bad enough where I live. Like I said, that this is the religious emancipation, whatever they want to call it, area of the entire, everybody's come to this part of Queens that I know the aliens are coming through here in that form because of all of the religious institutions here, the many, many ones we have here. So I avoided,
so
I think, the timeline.
As the people in the subway, you probably go on a subway there.
No, I haven't gone very often, Ron. I try not to, but okay, go ahead. I think you asked me this, but
have you seen strange people from the underground on subways?
I don't look for those things, Ron.
The car behind you or in front of you. All of a sudden,
I don't drive, Ron. I don't drive. I usually just take buses or I walk to wherever I got to go.
Okay,
I don't really
travel.
Okay,
I'm just curious.
No, and plus, I think thanks to your clearings, Ron, I'm so much in my heart now, it's hard to even notice these things before I did any of your clearings. And then when I started doing your clearings, I'd feel all this energy on the subway, but now I don't deal with that anymore. So I learn from you to stay in my heart. So I'm not, like, trying to feel things anymore or look for trouble, looking for clones or whatnot. I'm not looking for anything. And I think I did the underground clearing that I had from your website. But I haven't done the, unlimited version. I only did it once, so maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm not connected to that stuff.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
The question is, what clearing that we have online that's a free clearing have you experienced being the best one, if there would be such a way to, say this is the best one for me? And then also, what clearing that you've paid for would you say is the best clearing that you can look back upon and say, oh, wow, this really helped me?
I always said the magnetic body, when you did it before it was online, it was the best because I felt everything click in place. And I believe I was one of the first to tell you this because I really felt it at the time, that I went back and did all my other clearings, and it just it's almost as if I had the clearing all over again. And you expressed it better than I did at the time. I just didn't know how to express it. It was just so phenomenal having done that. And you didn't have all the upside down version. You had done it in just to bring my magnetic body, untwisting it. And we had done a few sessions over the phone, and it took quite a while. But I don't know how many you did, and I don't remember it having 108 bodies in it like you have now. So, yeah, that was the most. And also, I've done something that only can be done with you in person, the free clearing that I know that everybody else feels the benefit from, but I had done the Dark Ascension Program removal, and you told me that you took away all my ascension, all my past ascensions, which was 21 of them. So when I did that one, I felt nothing. So, but I know I've actually started to use that on other people. I never wanted to work on anybody else, but the 2000-year barcode, I believe, helped a few people. Even though I haven't seen them lately, I've been away from people, so I can't tell you until the holidays come and I'll start being around my family again. Those are the people. Actually, the person I live with, my son's father, I finally did it on him. I refused to do anything on him before. He's, much easygoing now. He doesn't argue with me about whatever I'm doing with listening to your show. He used to fight with me about that, so I guess that really helped. But I guess the 2000-year
barcode. Darkness barcode, and that's a free clearing.
And the one other big one I remember doing with you was the Galactic Federation affiliation. We did that before you even had it online. I had such a major shift in me. There's just so many, Ron, but I definitely, when in the very beginning with you, I don't know why I did the way I did it. I only did the emotional, and I skipped right into the centuries, and then right after that, I did the clearing the planets, the empowerment ones, the ones that you had for the empowerment, but I never did the mental until much later, and that one I needed as well. So I definitely love the current life. At the time, you only had the current life, clone bodies, living on the clone Earth and clone, whatchamacallit. Those were very powerful for me. Those were definitely powerful. So,
well, I really appreciate you calling in because you're very informative to the other listeners, and it's really helpful for people to hear your testimonial and to see how you responded to all those healings. So thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
I think we may have another caller on the line, so I don't mean to rush you. Do you want to say anything else?
Okay. No,
okay. Well, thank you again for calling.
I'm glad. One more thing. I'm glad that the people that come after us actually have inspired me to look at the clearings in a different way as well. It's not just my sharing what I've, it's taken me a long time to figure out how to work with the clearings, whereas the new people seem to really get it,
Oh, that's good. Hope you're correct about that.
I really appreciate hearing their stuff, and they remind me sometimes of the things that I forgot to do or I didn't think of doing. I just, Ron Kevin, with so many clearings that I kept trying to catch up, and I really didn't.
Well, you're right. I feel the same way. That's why it is so helpful to, you know, share with the community of the people, you know, other people that are doing the healing. So
I got to do the soul family one like you keep talking about, because I know that's an important one. Thank you.
That's
I'm going to let the person talk. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Now, do we have another caller waiting on the line?
Hello?
Hi, we do. Hello. Thanks so much for your patience, and we're glad you called. You're on the air with Ron, so go ahead.
Hi, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
I was calling with a testimonial. It was actually two of them. One of them was I was having a situation at my home where I was doing some things, and I was really, really looking for a payment to come to me in the mail. And there's been a lot of kind of, I guess, darkness energy with basically my whole living situation at this particular place. And
excuse me, Michael, not to interrupt, but where in the country are you from? What state?
I am in Seattle right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of darkness energy with this particular place that I was at. And so I was talking to the management about my situation. And then all of a sudden, after I did that, I started noticing that my mail disappeared, you know. And it was right at the time when I really needed, you know, this next thing to come to me, you know, a payment to get to me, and it wasn't coming. And I just sensed it in my, you know, my energy, my body and everything that that something was up, something was messing with me. So normally when you guys say, you know, in the timeline crashes, you can ask to be placed on a particular timeline where something comes to you, where something right actually shows up. You know, this time I actually did it, and I did it just for 1 hour. And I asked the Creation Lightship, could they place me on a timeline where all my mail gets to me and whatever's blocking it gets removed. And so 2 days go by, and I'm still, you know, tripping off the fact that, you know, my stuff isn't coming to me, what's going on. So I start investigating, and then this clear energy comes on me to just kind of just go get it, you know. And I went through a lot of stuff in the post office. It was lost. I talked to management. It was like every factor was trying to block me from, you know, getting the right mail. And so I go to the post office, and I was told by the people who were sending me the payment that it was going to be up to 3 weeks. I got there, and it was right there. And, you know, it's really hard to explain it without being under the energy of it, but just to show you that was very inspiring for me, because that was the first time I actually did the timeline clearing by asking to be placed on something, and I saw it so very quickly. And I was just like, you know, I got to, you know, tell you guys this because I'm very thankful for it. Right now I've actually, I'm doing it again to be asked to be placed on something else that I was going through, and to get off of that and to get on to a better timeline where I actually get, you know, some things and what I want. And I'm just, you know, so excited to see that it actually worked, because usually when I do timeline crashes, I'm removing a lot of emotional, like, problematic events. And so I usually feel things in my body. But this, when I'm getting placed on them, I didn't feel a thing. And usually, I know that you guys have said, even if you don't feel anything, you know, it's still working. But this time, this was the first validation in, I guess, the physical reality that it works and you don't have to feel a single thing. And so I was really thankful for that, and I want to thank Ron and Creation Lightship for that. I really, really appreciate that information.
You're very welcome. Yeah, just remember that what you're doing is you're bringing in a timeline and putting it into the now for what you're choosing to have manifested. So that's the way, you know, I perceive that. So I don't want people to think that they're going to go out and create a timeline, because it has to be into the now, because you're living in the now, have an interface with you here. So that's what's happening. So very,
okay.
Very good. Like I said on one of the calls kind of jokingly, which could be actually true, you know, you don't want to ask to have a lot of wealth in your life or something and get on a timeline for that and end up having your teeth replaced with gold teeth, you know. So you got to be careful of what you're asking for. But, you know, when you're in the now, then what you're doing is, since all these programs are running anyway, and this is much like doing the psychic billboard, the psychic billboard is probably easier to bring people to you, I think, because you're going step by step and viewing your surroundings and what's happening. But, you know, the timelines are already out there. So get on one that's going to be beneficial for you, but you still need to know that you're going to be in the now. Just not going out here to left field to grab something to force it into or to force you onto that timeline. That timeline is actually being brought into the now where light is. That's the way it works.
Oh, okay. Very interesting.
Yeah, so it's a little different twist on it. That's why I wanted to bring that up, that people know. Another question. I guess I'll say thank you, Michael, for calling. Unless you have something else that you want to bring up. I don't know if we have another caller on or not. If not, if we don't have a caller, and if you don't have a question, then I'll talk about how the light shift battles the darkness. People are curious on that. So,
thank you.
Any other questions, Michael?
Say it again.
Thank you for calling. And do we have another caller online?
Hi, Ron. It's Ed.
Okay, I guess we do. Okay, hi, Ed.
Thank you, Michael.
Sammy said something that I was curious about. She said she'd been through 21 ascensions and that you had done something for her about that, and I missed what she said.
Yeah, that was Pauline, yeah. It's been so darn long ago. I'd have to really concentrate on that one to try to bring it up. I remember doing something to where maybe we went through each ascension point and did a clearing on it. Maybe she can send me an email on it so that I can talk about it.
Okay.
That might work that way. Anything else, Ed?
All right. Just, you're about to talk about Battle of the Darkness. We'll throw in there what's happened to the Ison Comet, and some people say it's breaking up, and whatever. So I'll get off and listen on the radio.
Okay, thank you, Ed.
Okay,
so I haven't, I've been doing a lot of stuff, and I really haven't tuned into that comet. I'll try to do it now as I'm talking here. Some people are curious and wondering, since the light is the light, and the light is, free will, free choice, how can it go against that principle and terminate something? So it's a very, very good, valid question. So what I'll do is describe how that works. So what we have here is we're in a planet of light, created by the light, but the darkness came in here. Now, the light cannot do anything on its own to protect itself because it's always being in the present moment. It doesn't know what's happening. So, us as humans, we know that, you know, we shouldn't walk, you know, outside on a busy street. We'd get hit by a car. Well, the light would not see that as being, you know, having that information. It just works in the moment. So what happens is people are battling the darkness as the darkness has taken away free will, free choice. And because we're here of light, the few of the percentage that's left here on the planet, and the planet of light, as it's being invaded, it needs to have somebody doing something proactive to fight the darkness. So, hang on, I need to get some water here. You may not want me to talk about this here. Do you want to talk for about a minute, Ann?
Sure. You know, and I know that this is, you know, always a tricky subject for you to bring up, Ron, and I appreciate Ed's input so much, and I hope, Ed, you were listening last Friday or listened to the archive, because we did discuss how you wrote that lovely essay about what's going on with the special forces and everything. So I just want to, let's see, I don't want to take you off track, Ron, because that was so interesting. But do you...
I'm back. Some water.
Oh, yeah, so, you're back. Good. Okay.
See, the time-traveling soldiers are out there because they don't want to have the planet invaded by the darkness. So they're fighting the aliens. And so because of that, you have an invasion force of darkness. Even though the soldiers may not be completely of light, they're still attempting and trying to protect the planet here from an invasion. So the light ship can use the soldiers because they're battling to combat the darkness. Hopefully I'm saying that okay, and you all understand that. Light will not go out and search the darkness to battle it because it doesn't know what darkness is. But if something that's representing the light, and remember all these time-traveling soldiers will have some light inside of them, and so at that point the light ship can watch the soldiers, and if the soldiers attempt to get having something happen to them, getting destroyed or in a battle, then the light has to come in because it's protecting its own self, because the soldiers would be of light or a piece of light, and the light protecting light, and that's the way it works. Now, before these aliens are destroyed, they do have a chance to come into the light themselves. There's always that forgiveness. That's even what Jesus talked about on the cross. I mentioned that to the people, and to have a second chance, a second go around at it, we'll say. Oh, that's kind of what that's about, whether you want to choose light or not. So it always gives you that choice. At times, I'm sure there's some listeners listening who really don't like me to talk about giving a second chance to the darkness, and it is, boy, they're still getting me here. Very interesting. I'm probably being bombarded with darkness right now, so and since I'm talking, that's the way it's working, but it just within a minute, I'll be okay. So it's no big deal on my part to do this or talk about it. But what happens is that that's the way the light works. So the light needs something to help out the light, and that's what's going on. And, you know, as the darkness attempts to damage or harm to light, then it can come in and do this. Remember, we should have had the ascension in February of 08. And myself, I'm wondering, why don't we leave now, you know? Well, there's some other agenda going on that I know nothing about because I just don't know. And I wish we'd be out of here, you know, yesterday. But light works. The light, you know, you can't call upon the light. You can't talk to the light ship. It's always there, but it doesn't communicate with you. So that's the whole thing, is that the light gives you free will, free choice. Back to you, Ann.
Isn't it similar to communicating, though, when we do our healings, Ron? Because we are connecting. The light beings do come to us when we do our healings, right?
Only during a healing, yes. And then they
right.
do alone. And they're
no longer.
And you can't ask them for anything, because you have to be doing a healing in order for them to come into you.
Right.
Help you out or to release judgment. So all they're doing is taking away judgment, negativity, whatever you want to call it, energy blockages, and replace them with peace.
Right.
So you can't request a particular healing or make me all better and well, because they won't respond to you unless you do a clearing.
Right.
And then it's, you know, that they can help you according to what that clearing is.
Thank you, Ron. And we actually had a couple of ascension questions. So since we kind of shifted over into that, we had a couple of questions on the email. Someone asked, why wasn't there a specific set date? And you mentioned it was supposed to have been several years ago. I guess he's wondering, why didn't the Creation Light Ship just say, bing, it's going to be this date, and let you know that?
Well, I knew it initially, but that was all changed. Remember, the light only works in the now. When I started doing what I'm doing, it was in February, you know, of 2005, and I was told it would be 3 years. So, as of right now, I have no clue. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you. And you probably don't know why, you know, Creation Lightship isn't telling you when it's going to be, right?
No idea.
Right. Okay. You know, we all, that's the thing we're all interested in, I would say, the most, Ron. So and everybody wants to hear anything you have to say about that.
And I don't like the suffering that's being done here, you know.
Right.
Anybody out there kind of understands that, and I've tried to, my own way, try to push, you know, the energy or do what I can do to get out of here, people that are conscious, and it just hasn't happened yet. Well, there's
right.
something else that's probably going on that I don't have a clue on, but I don't like the suffering here, and I don't think anybody should be allowed to suffer by darkness.
Right.
So that's where I stand on this here, you know. Anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Now, I feel this is kind of connected. It actually comes from the same listener, this question. And you have talked about this a lot, but not in a long time. What type of diet and lifestyle do you find success with and recommend?
Whatever you want to have or eat is fine. You know, it depends, just way to look at it morally, you know, and if you want to eat an animal that had to be killed or sacrificed for you, or, you know, maybe you would rather eat vegetarian food, it's kind of up to you. You know, what I can say, if you do eat animals, you're taking in their DNA, and with that would be probably the trauma of their dying process, because they are conscious, and so, that could be maybe a negative thing put onto your body. But it would be nice if we could all live on life force energy. If you do that life force energy saying, you know, I now increase my life force energy, maybe you could eat, you know, less food possibly. So, you know, that's the way it is, I think. It might help you out to eat less. But I can't really say that one diet is better than the other. It's kind of up to you what you choose to do and also what your body needs. So, you know, some people can live on certain things or other people can't. So it's up to you. And, you know, you have to, you know, respond and honor what your body is needing in order to, save life here. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Well, I like that idea of just doing so much of the I now increase my life force energy, which we should all be doing all the time, every free moment we can, just maybe getting to a point where we don't need so much food. We have all heard about these mystic people that don't eat, but they stay healthy in the past, so I guess it's a possibility. I'm not saying we should not eat, but, you know, you never know. So thank you, Ron. I know you've talked about that a lot in the past, but it's interesting, and we always are getting new listeners. We had a request, and this might be sort of a complicated thing for you, so I'm not sure if you can do this. But can you clear the thoughts of interconnectedness with others and with all people? And I think what they're referring to is how you hear sometimes with the New Age people, oh, we're all one here. We're all one mind, and, you know, just connect your consciousness to everybody. So I'm thinking that this listener perhaps feels they got, you know, unwillingly attached to that.
Well, that would all fall under the category of being probably connected. It could be media connections. We have a media clearing. It's probably all courting. You're being courted by other energies.
Right.
So I would say I can do a sample of energetic courting, but it's kind of up to you to look at what's happening to you. But, yeah, everything here is connected through energetic courtings to anything. People do psychic attacks on people. That's an energetic courting. People pray to some energy outside of yourself. When you pray, you're at prey, P-R-A-Y and P-R-E-Y. Planets court you. That's what I'll do instead of people. I'll just do some planet releases. looked up, I think yesterday, it looked like it was a pretty, you know, full moon. Pretty large to me, at least a few days ago anyway. I don't know where it is tonight, but here we go. So I'll take off the moon energy. Boy. Here we go. I see it attached on various people, and it's probably six major locations. Oh, I don't know if you just hooked up to one of these or all six, but here we go. First one first. So first energy being released. Let's count to five. So one, two, three, four, five. Number two, energy from the moon. One, two, three, four, five. Number three, one, two, three, four, five. Number four. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five. Number five. One, two, three, four, five. And one more. Number six. One, two, three, four, five. Remember, everything is energetically connected and corded. And, yeah, people do have that concept that, you know, you're in a mind matrix and all thoughts come from the mind energies. And everything that ever is and will be in that closed system of mind energy, and you are all connected in the darkness in mind energy. So that is a true statement. In the light, it doesn't exist. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, thank you so much for that. We have another very nice email from a listener, and perhaps we could talk a little bit about this healing. It says, doing the body jumpstart the last few weeks, feel great, and a whole bunch of exclamation points, so we're happy to hear that. And then he has a question. He started feeling better before he even logged on to do the clearings. Could it be that I was time shifted of time traveling? I am enlisted with the time travelers. What do you think? So
okay.
He's having a you know, a good experience, but
I don't know how to describe that one. Possibly you could have felt the time traveling soldiers. Maybe the darkness knew that you're going to be doing a clearing in the next few minutes, and they left you so they wouldn't be terminated. That's what I would probably say it would be.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating, Ron. Fascinating. And do you want to just talk a little bit about the body jumpstart healing? It's a really good one.
Yeah, there's a lot of clearings in there. So what it's designed
right.
to do is to get your body is kind of back online again if you have a situation happening. That's how we put it up.
Mm-hmm.
There's either five or six clearings in there, and it's a great bundle package to get onto if you're not feeling too well, or maybe you've just got diagnosed with something, or maybe you're dealing with something that you've had for a while. So you know, the circulation clearing is good. You know, there's all different types in there. I don't have it up in front of me, but it's just a wonderful clearing that we put up to help people get back into wellness again. And I think it lasts, I don't know, is it 6 weeks or 3 months? You know offhand?
Ron, it's been a while since I've done that. I have the circulation clearing, which is a whole life clearing, and I do that one a lot. I did the body jumpstart just one time. And I don't have that right now to look at it. I'm sorry. But there's also the whole life circulation clearing, which you get a bone clearing, muscle clearing, nervous system circulation, and I think lymphatic system clearing. And I do that a lot. I love that clearing. And I have done the body jump start, but it's been a while, so I don't remember the details. I'm sorry.
Okay, everybody.
But,
so it's about that time. So we'll do the mind to heart drop, and this takes your thoughts in your mind. It doesn't drop your mind into your heart. It could, though. It could drop your complete consciousness there, but we just look at the thoughts, keeping it very simple, because you're just running certain thoughts in you know a same amount of or similar same amount of time, maybe every minute, you might have maybe 50 thoughts going through you, we'll say, hypothetically, that you can tap into. There could be much, much more, but it's bothering you, and mind looping those thoughts, what you want to get rid of to become in peace. That's the way the clearing is here. So dropping down. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, commanding your spirit to do this for you. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, Ed, you can close the program if you like.
Thank you so much, Ron. That mind to heart drop always sounds wonderful. And if you're new, please find that, we'll do that clearing with Ron. Drop your thoughts down to your heart center, and it's guaranteed to make you feel really present and wonderful. I just want to say two things. We'll be on again tomorrow evening on BBS Radio at the same time, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And it's Saturday Night on the Lightship, so if you haven't experienced that before, it's really a worthwhile show to listen to and experience those wonderful healings. Then Sunday, the 17th, which is this Sunday, and the following Sunday, the 24th of November, are the last two of the eight-hour healing calls where you get to go on Creation Lightship for 8 hours. And all the information about that is on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And I'll say goodnight now. Thank you all for listening.
Good night, everybody.